From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. We begin with the latest on that cave rescue in Thailand, where officials are saying the mission to bring the 12 boys and their soccer coach out of that cave where they've been trapped, the mission has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers are taking part in the rescue effort. Each of the boys will be accompanied by 2 divers. We understand that rain has begun in northern Thailand, where the boys and their coach have been trapped on a small bit of dry ground in the flooded cave since June the 23rd. In the 5 days since they were found in that cave, the boys have written notes to their families, being optimistic and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ended 2 days of meetings in North Korea trying to come up with a denuclearization plan for the North. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
North Korea's foreign ministry later described the 2 days of talks harshly, accusing the U.S. side of making gangster-like demands, pressuring it to unilaterally abandon its nuclear weapons. The ministry said it had expected Pompeo might offer trust-building measures. Speaking to reporters at the airport just before leaving North Korea, the Secretary of State maintained a more positive tone.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues.
Pompeo says a path has been laid out for working-level negotiations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And Pompeo now in Tokyo, where he's been meeting with Japanese and South Korean counterparts. At least 9 people killed. It happened in an attack on Somalia's interior ministry. Security forces killed all 3 attackers. At least 13 people were wounded, Al-Shabaab extremists claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Migration Agency, William Lacy Swing, is appealing to Libyan authorities to stop detaining migrants intercepted or rescued at sea by the Coast Guard after trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the headquarters of the International Organization for Migration in Geneva.
IOM Chief Swing recently returned from a 2-day visit to Libya, where he appealed to the authorities to end the cruel policy of locking up migrants who already have suffered so much trying to reach European shores. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says there are some signs the authorities are willing to consider this.
They'll probably do it by trying to speed up their repatriation. So we support them in voluntary repatriation, voluntary return, humanitarian return from Libya. Sometimes takes a while because they don't have papers, they don't have documents. The only embassies in the country really full-time are African embassies, and even they are at very low capacity.
Doyle says once the documentation and bureaucratic process is completed, it will be relatively simple to repatriate the migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. government has asked a court for more time to reunite immigrant children and their parents, families separated when crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. A judge had ordered that the children under the age of 5 were to be reunited with their parents by July the 10th, all families reunited by July the 26th. The U.S. Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says the government will try to meet the court deadlines. Azar says more than 11,800 children currently are being held in children's shelters, fewer than 3,000 separated from their parents. The rest are unaccompanied minors. He said about 100 of the separated children are age 5 or younger. Charges have been dropped against the last group of people accused of taking part in violent protest on the U.S. presidential inauguration day in 2017. More now from AP's Mike Gracia.
The U.S. government is dropping charges against the last 39 people alleged to have played roles in violent Inauguration Day protests in Washington in February 2017. The government had sought to convict more than 190 people for the violence, but prosecution was hampered because most protesters that day wore similar black clothing and covered their faces. There were 2 group trials. The first trial ended with acquittals for all 6 defendants. The second trial for 4 people ended with acquittals on most charges and a hung jury on the rest. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can get more on that story and all the hour's news and an update on the Thai rescue by going to our website at voanews.com. You can also check out our VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.